This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Boomen. The new coronavirus outbreak is being termed a pandemic, a label aimed at triggering governments to take aggressive steps to protect the public. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The World Health Organization was reluctant to use the pandemic label at first, but with the new coronavirus jumping from continent to continent and person to person, it meets the definition.
It is a call to action.
Dr. Leanna Wen at George Washington University says governments need to take drastic steps to contain the spread because hospitals will be overwhelmed if outbreaks intensify.
Tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of patients who need intensive care, we just simply don't have the beds, we don't have the ventilators, we don't have the supplies for these patients.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. stocks fell sharply once again on Thursday after an address by U.S. President Donald Trump failed to quiet concerns over the possible economic slowdown from the coronavirus. The S&P 500 traded down 6.8% after a 15-minute circuit breaker, which temporarily halts trading at the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. The broad index also joined the Dow Jones Industrial Average in bear market territory. The 30-stock Dow slid more than 1,800 points, or 8%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 6.1%. Travel industry shares are plummeting with news of Trump's travel restrictions. In an Associated Press interview, PNC Financial Services Group chief economist Gus Faucher says there's still so much that's not known, which is spooking the markets.
Investors remain very anxious. There's no indication that the problem is getting better, and in fact, it's likely to get worse in the near term.
Meantime, authorities in southeastern China have ended the search for the victims of the collapse of a hotel serving as a quarantine facility for coronavirus patients. 29 people died. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's staying in the race for the U.S. Democratic presidential nomination, even as he acknowledged he's losing voters to former Vice President Joe Biden. Both aim to defeat Republican President Donald Trump in November. Biden won 4 of 6 primaries early this week, including a big prize, Michigan. That's the country's auto manufacturing hub in the U.S. heartland. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, says he looks forward to debating Biden this weekend. 4 more states vote next Tuesday: Ohio, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona, all with sizable delegations to the Democratic Party's national convention. In an AP interview, Tufts University political science professor Jeffrey Berry says Bernie Sanders is in a tough position going into this Sunday's debate.
To go nuclear on Joe Biden is going to anger lots of Democrats who feel that the campaign is now over and Biden's the candidate in the fall election against President Trump. At the same time, he doesn't want to give up.
2 American troops are dead after a rocket attack on a base in Iraq. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Officials say the rocket barrage on Camp Taji yesterday killed 3 service members from the U.S.-led coalition and wounded a dozen others. The military says about 18 rockets hit the base just north of Baghdad, similar to ones used in the past by Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq. Officials aren't not saying who they think was responsible. A Shia militia group carried out an attack late last year on another base that killed an American contractor, leading to U.S. retaliation and eventually the airstrike that killed Iran's top general. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Russian parliament's upper chamber, the Federation Council, approved a bill containing constitutional amendments that will allow Russian President Vladimir Putin to run for a 5th presidential term in 2024. The nearly unanimous approval came just hours after parliament's lower chamber, the State Duma, approved the bill in its final reading. One of the amendments approved by the State Duma will set Putin's previous presidential terms back to 0, giving him the right to seek a new term in 2024 after his current 2nd presidential term ends. This raises the possibility that he could stay in power until 2036 if he wins in 2024 and then gets reelected 6 years later. The constitutional changes must be approved by the Constitutional Court and will be considered legally approved if more than half of the country's voters support it. A referendum on the issue has been scheduled for April 22nd. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.